Happy Memorial, or it is Memorial Day weekend, yes? Happy Memorial Day. Yes, enjoy having that Monday off. Shouts to everyone who gave their life for our country and all that stuff. But hope you're enjoying your day off. Hope you're not listening to us and you're actually doing something fun with your day off. But if you are listening, thank you. Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we're talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your host, Roe Gilbert. Alongside me, as always, Derek Isumaki.
What's good, y'all?
John Lucan.
What's up, man?
And he's here almost every time, too.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, guest for this week, Jordan Booth, a.k.a. DJ J-Pounds. What's happening, Jordan?
Ow.
Oh, man. So, we took last week off, and now that we're we're working when no one else is, so yeah, I think we need to kind of figure this out in the future. But
we flipped the script a little bit here, you know?
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. We're still going to make it happen. So, yeah, obviously missing last week means we have we got a big show to get to. We got a lot of stuff to get to. And let's just start with the NBA Finals because we're finally here. We got to the conclusion that we all thought we were going to get to from the beginning of the season. We have Cavs, Dubs, Part 3, the rubber match. So, boys, I guess, Derek, I'll start with you. Thoughts?
I'm just saying it's about time we get basketball back, man. I've been getting the shakes without it for a little bit. I hate this, like, week-long break you get between the conference finals and the finals beginning. So, really, just excited to get some good basketball back. It's finally, like, this is really the toughest match that either team is going to face. These are have been the two best teams most people have been talking about through the entire year, so it's what we are looking for. It's just a matter of time of actually, you know, let's get these games going, you know. Hopefully you actually get some good matches and, you know, hopefully a seven-game series. That's all I'm looking for, really. Give me the best basketball possible.
Seven-game series, huh?
That's what I want, yeah.
What would you guess?
If it does go to seven, oh, man, that would be great if it did. I'm going to say the Cavs in seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Derek has the Cavs in seven.
Cavs in seven. Yeah.
Hater.
Yum. I'm just saying, man, LeBron's on this tear right now.
Yeah.
He's trying to redefine. Yeah. He's trying to take down a legend, or at least top a legend.
You already got him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what he's still going for. Like, still his dream, because a lot of people are still saying he has it, whether you agree with him or not. I'm on the he's reached that mark. I think the only thing you can do now is just get better than him. You know, how much more is he going to get better than him?
I think,
you know,
LeBron is like, he could top Jordan's like stats, like individually, you know, like more points, more rebounds, whatever. But like, a lot of people still will never consider him the best basketball player to ever happen. That's just what it is, you know?
And like, I feel, hey, kind of, those people like that are, I feel, are a little simple minded, the small minded in my sense.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
like,
for sure.
All you're saying is you're a Jordan fan and you can't appreciate the game evolving and becoming what it is today, you know? Like, I get it. Jordan brought a lot of people to like basketball. He did, you know. He was my first memory of basketball myself, seeing that finals between him and the Jazz. So I get what Jordan does for the game, but I think if you become just a fan of the game in general, you're going to realize that everyone can be beat. There's always going to be something better out there than you, you know.
Well, let's hear LeBron in his own words talk about his legacy and what this finals means.
It's going to be great for my legacy once I'm done playing the game. And we look back on the game and we say, oh, you know, this guy went to 3 straight finals, 4 straight finals, 5, 6, whatever, 7. I think it's great to be talked about. See what I was able to accomplish as an individual, you know, you talk about, you know, longevity and being able to play at a high level for a long period of time, and I've been fortunate enough to be able to do that and be a part of two franchises that able to take two franchises to four finals apiece, you know, so and no one's ever done that either. So you know, I'm always you know, happy and proud, and I'm able to put my teammates and the coaching staff to the individual that never been there or to guys that have been there before, and you know, just try to take advantage of the whole situation and win, lose, or draw. You know, I've always been proud to be a part of the biggest stage in our league, and that's the finals.
One thing you hear there, LeBron sounds super locked in. When he just starts rattling off, I did think it was a dig at the Warriors because he goes 3 straight finals, 4, 5, 6, 7. You know what I mean? Like, to remind everyone, yeah, the Warriors are here for the third year, but this is my 7th time in a row doing this thing.
LeBron is a dynasty on his own, low key.
Yeah, I mean, he took two different teams to 4 straight finals or 4 finals.
I mean, it's his 8th final appearance in his entire career.
Yeah, no one else has ever done that.
Let's not forget his teammate, James Jones.
He was one of them.
He's been to 7 straight too.
He's been at the same time. as long as he has.
I guess that's true.
Coattails, baby. They're big enough for James Jones to ride.
That's great for James Jones.
James Jones is a legend.
Right?
Like, you know who else has been the 8th straight final besides LeBron? James Jones.
Greatest unknown ever.
Greatest corner 3 shooter in the history of the NBA.
You just never saw him play, so you don't know.
I do. As a Warriors fan, I'm just looking forward to good basketball as well. I don't think we had terrible basketball throughout the playoffs. I thought it was great to see Washington.
I think there was unnecessary hate towards the playoffs. You know, I feel like,
I thought it was a little overboard. The one thing I do find funny, though, is the reason we have two super teams, more or less. And I heard this theory the other day, and I want to give proper credit, but I want to say it was Elmina El Hassan, but I don't remember. Anyway, is that the way the cap is now structured was to get rid of super teams, and, you know, the Warriors kind of did it. You know, snuck it in right as they were changing the collective bargaining agreement. So I do find it interesting that we have these two super teams. I wonder if moving forward, if there are going to be other teams under this CBA that will be able to contend, because now it's basically designed so you can't create a super team, right? So I'm interested if it's just going to be Cavs Warriors, and if that's how it is for the next few years, I'm good with it.
I mean, everyone says like the Warriors like created this super team, but they really didn't. Like, they didn't do it how other teams create their super teams. They got one free agent,
adding Kevin Durant.
Yeah, just that's it. Yeah, but I mean, for the most part,
they drafted all those guys.
Yeah, they had Klay, they had Curry, they had Draymond.
Klay, like, all those guys were drafted guys, and kind of molded and, up.
Like, they didn't do it the way like Miami did it, getting the top guys from two different teams, or the way, you know, the Lakers have done it. Yeah, they drafted. They took one free agent and they've made
one of the biggest free agents.
Yeah, the biggest free agent. The second biggest free agent that could possibly be out there right now, probably next to LeBron. You know, and I mean, that's all they really did. They took that one free agent and really have kind of created something with it now. 1 year so far. They have yet to do anything else with Durant. They haven't even won a championship with him yet, you know? Like, let's see where this quote-unquote super team goes, because it hasn't even done anything super yet, you know?
Yeah, no, that's fair. I find it kind of interesting that the whole idea was to block this from happening, and it may backfire to the point where they've just blocked everyone else from creating their own super team. So it'll be interesting moving forward. But to your point, I didn't think the playoffs were a disaster. I didn't think they were great. I mean, last year we had a bunch of overtime games in the first round and stuff like that. And then things kind of thinned its way out. We got Cavs-Warriors, and again, that's kind of how it ended up. There's a little bit more dominance on both the West and the East. And, of course, the Kawhi Leonard injury changed the I don't want to say the outcome of that series, but definitely changed how that series would have played out.
I hear the bias in your voice. What's the outcome?
Well, I'm saying, I mean, the point I'm trying to make is we don't know how long that series goes or who wins.
I still think the Warriors win the series.
I do too, but I think it's 6-7. You know, they may be wrapping up.
That 12-0 record they just established probably wouldn't be there right now, which, I mean.
That's, no, it absolutely wouldn't have been, because they were going to lose game one.
They were.
Maybe a random injury on the Warriors side that affects the finals. You know, anything can happen.
Yeah.
Anything is possible.
You never know.
It's not that bad juju this way.
Well, I mean, it's over now. The finals are here now.
Karma likes to get you at bad times.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm excited for this third one just because of the fact you just said that everyone is healthy.
Right.
Kind of seems in
form. For the first time.
And
but everyone not healthy the other times?
Yeah, you had Kyrie out for the first
game one.
Yeah,
oh, I'm talking about on the Warriors end. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, both sides. And then Curry was hurt.
Curry and Bogut was injured.
Right.
Yeah.
Curry was severely. Yeah.
Yeah. His knee wasn't there.
Well, and now we have KD in the mix. We have I think the Cavs really did themselves a favor by surrounding LeBron with shooters now too, because you got guys like Channing Frye coming off the bench. He got Korver coming off the bench, and those guys can stroke it from outside. So
Darren
I think it's
Williams
gonna
also got it too.
What's that?
Darren Williams too.
Yeah, and he's there too.
Darren Williams is washed.
Yeah, but his hairline's back. Yo, how many people? And we're gonna get to hairlines later, but how many people in the history of anything besides? Like, let's just say basketball. How many people have gone with the full shaved head and then come back with a full set of hair? Doesn't happen very often.
Boozer did it a couple times, I feel.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, Boozer came back with the Beijing when they painted on his hairline there.
But still, I mean, it was there.
It was. Well, we want
whether it's fake or real, I don't really care.
I want to get back into hairlines later, so we'll save that very, very highly debated topic for a little later on the show, because that's a big deal. But one thing that I did want to note that I was I heard earlier today was that this is the first time, obviously, in any of the major sports and major American sports that we've had a team meet in the championship game 3 years in a row. There are 7 combined All-Stars in the finals. This has only happened once before in 1983 with the Sixers and the Lakers. And obviously the two teams combined for only 1 loss going into the finals, which I believe is a record as well. So there's all sorts of intrigue. So I've had some friends in town this weekend and Warriors fans, and they're all real, real confident that the Warriors are going to win in 4 or 5. And I mean, I wish I had that confidence. I don't. Because again,
I'm glad you don't, because that'd be really annoying if you did right now. I'm like, yo, get James. Yourself together, brother.
Yeah,
okay, come on.
They got possibly
LeBron James,
the greatest player ever on the other squad. I'm saying possibly. There's a big asterisk, and I don't want to get into the Michael Jordan talk right now. But I don't know. I think I could see it going either way. I'll put it this way: almost nothing could surprise me as far as the outcome. Other than the Cavs sweeping, anything after that,
right.
I'm pretty open to.
I think a sweep in general is not out
off
of the
table.
Yeah, I don't think any team could sweep each other. I really don't. I think if someone gets swept, then I'm going to be really disappointed
in
the finals.
Yeah, I would be semi shocked.
I mean, unless
if
they're like
Warriors
great
swept,
games or something, like everything came down to the wire, like everyone was just like a hotly contested, they just kind of swung their way. But it never does in basketball. It never always swings their way.
It's
know?
Just the Warriors are such a machine, man. They've won 28 of 29 games right now. Something ridiculous. It's just I don't know. I want to say Warriors in 6, but I could go with anything, and I wouldn't be, wow, that's shocking. So I'm going to go Warriors in 6. John and Jordan, we still need your predictions, fine gentlemen.
All right, I'm gonna say Warriors in 7.
Okay.
I was thinking 6, but I'm just going to be on the safe side and say 7.
Yeah.
I got Cavs in 6.
Ooh.
There we go. I like diversity right now.
Sure.
We're all over the place.
Jake.
2 Cavs, 2 Warriors.
Yeah.
Cavs in 6.
I dig it.
We're all digging at least 6 games, I feel. Yeah, I just...
But yeah.
I think this is going to be interesting to see, because I feel like this is going to be the first time that both teams have really been tested throughout the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And for most teams, you know, some teams handle that differently. You know, if you've been having cakewalks for the last month, and then now you play a real team with that boy, you know what I'm saying, across from you on both sides, because they both teams have excellent players.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's kind of where Kerr, I think, is going to come into hand. Like,
is
not
he
having
back?
Kerr, he's not going to be,
no.
They're saying he's not
going
to be back for the final yet. But I think that's kind of where it's going to hurt the Warriors a little bit, not having Kerr in this finals.
You think coaching really matters that much?
I think in like the big games like that, where you need like someone to kind of get everyone together, like a big run's going on, like how to get someone back into the groove, especially against that quality of a team. You know, like they were able to do that against the Spurs because they lost Kawhi Leonard and they were like distraught, you know, they're done. But this is like, you got the best player in the game right now playing on the other side. And I think you kind of need someone like Steve Kerr to say, yo, it's puppy chow, y'all. We can get this going. But,
I honestly think with the series, it's going to come down to a couple key players. Not even, I feel like we're looking at LeBron and Curry, I mean, with all due respect, they're great. But I think it's going to come down to Kyrie and Draymond and how they kind of play in this series. Hopefully Draymond keeps his emotions in check, doesn't do anything outlandish like he did last series. But I really think it's going to come down to Kyrie or Draymond in this series for sure.
Yeah, I think a big key factor, too, of course, is Klay Thompson, because he's been terrible in these playoffs.
Terrible.
And when I say terrible, I'm talking for Klay Thompson standards, because he's a much better player than he's shown. In fact, he's the only reason the Warriors ended up in the finals last year after bailing them out when their backs were against the wall in Game 6 in OKC. That game was over, and then Klay just went insane and just had one of those nights that really only him and maybe the two other guys on his squad can do, where you just get that hot. I mean, we've seen Steph have a bunch of 20, 30-point quarters, and Klay obviously had that one quarter against the Kings two seasons ago when he went for 37. So we'll see, because Klay's defense has still been really solid, but I mean, he's going to have to hit buckets, and I agree with you guys. I think it's going to come down to those other guys, not named Curry, not named LeBron.
I mean, not to mention the Cavs' defense is something that's a little suspect, too. It's not quite on par with what the Warriors got going as a team, as a whole.
Yeah.
You know, Kyrie's not the best on-ball guy, you know, when it comes to trying to guard Curry or whatnot. So I think that's also going to be an issue to see how that kind of plays out, if the Warriors are able to take advantage of that.
I'm interested to... Go ahead.
I was going to say, they'll probably match up Shumpert with Curry when he's in. And
they'll
probably mix and match, because Curry is a bad defender, too. So Curry will never be on Kyrie. It'll probably be on Klay.
Yeah.
It really just depends on the matchups, man. It depends on the matchups and how people take advantage
of them. Because if you take him off of Curry, you put him on who at that point? You put him on Klay or something? Like, that's not... I mean, I guess you put him on Draymond. No? Like, I feel like at that point in time...
It just depends on who's on the floor.
That's what's going to be really interesting is how do you hide Kyrie, how do you hide Steph, because as we saw last year, they did a great job of exposing Steph and putting him on in pick and roll and pick and roll and pick and roll, running him off that all day and getting him switched up on LeBron. And we saw how that went. LeBron basically sunned Steph last year. I mean, when he blocked him off the backboard and then started talking trash, I felt bad for Steph.
granted, no one's going to be able to do. I would say, for the most part, like, no point guard or shooting guard has ever had a chance against LeBron.
No, of course,
but it just happens to be on the biggest stage, and Curry just happens to be one of the best players in the NBA. So,
you think about it though, and like, you know, Steph isn't a small guy. He's smaller for the NBA, but he's 6'3" and a half. You know,
I was going to say he's taller than everyone in this room, right? Well, but, not John.
Yeah, watch yourself.
Yeah, but he makes. LeBron made Steph just look like he was playing JV or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, whew. So anyway, I was watching some of the highlights from last year and all the trash talking and obviously the LeBron and Steph back and forth. There's a lot of J.R. Smith jawing at the bench. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Draymond versus everyone.
versus the world.
Yeah, Draymond versus the world. The city of Cleveland.
Make sure to buy them shirts, man. They're coming out. Draymond versus everybody.
So, man, there's just so much intrigue about this series for me. And anyone who's like, oh, this is boring, like we knew what this outcome was going to be, I think this is awesome. I thought it was fun when we got Boston and Lakers in back-to-back seasons. What was that, 2009 and 2010, or was that?
We didn't get them back-to-back. They had a year
there
between.
Was a year between, yeah. That's right. When the Spurs won, or was that?
The Lakers won, but they beat Orlando.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. I forgot all about that. Oh,
that was kind of an interesting forgotten year.
Dwight Howard.
We went to three straight, but we lost the first one to the Celtics, and the Celtics didn't make it to the second one.
That's right.
And then you beat them, and they beat you guys. Year three.
We beat them in the third year. Because they beat us the first year.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah
that
yeah.
was the embarrassing loss on game 6 on their court.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sasa Vujicic.
Hey, man, he's got rings, baby.
He was getting exposed, though. Ray was killing that man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he was on another level, Ray Allen, that season, man. He was just, I'm shooting threes.
I'm pretty sure that's the year he broke the record, the three-point record.
I think it was, yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Well, we got derailed once again. Yeah. You are listening to Talking About Practice, FM 90.1 KZFR, People Powered Radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We're broadcasting live from downtown Chico, California. Let's keep it moving. You guys hear about Tiger Woods getting his DUI?
I've seen the picture.
Yes, that's okay. Has everyone seen the picture?
Yes, yeah.
Everyone's seen the picture. Okay, good.
I hope our audience has too, because it's great.
So yeah. before I take this down a treacherous road here, I want to get out in front of this and say, obviously, drinking and driving is bad. You should never do it. It's kind of
way cheaper options out there, guys.
Yes,
and more responsible.
And it's kind of ridiculous that someone who has as much money as Tiger Woods can't afford an Uber, because I got like $40 in my account,
service,
and I can get an Uber. Yeah, he
a
should
personal
have a driver.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'm just wondering, do you guys think it's a wrap for Tiger at this point, professionally, with his golfing career?
Yes.
I feel like golf doesn't need him anymore.
Yeah,
like, there's no point for him to try to come back.
I thought
golf doesn't.
When he constantly, you know, is pulling out of all these tournaments and stuff like that.
Strong pull again.
But I just feel with his back issues and all that, I feel like even before this, he was kind of not really coming back. But
yeah.
This has just escalated.
I don't think I could ever see him coming back, but this is, I think, just that nail in that coffin right now.
But you read, he actually came out with a statement on ESPN and said that there was no alcohol involved, that he had mixed prescriptions, his medication prescriptions, and it interacted with his body that he didn't know it was going to do. So,
I mean, that is a very plausible outcome.
Oh,
I've heard
wait,
the story.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, well, so many jokes I got to get rid of here.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's completely different.
That's the report. I mean,
jokes right here.
He could just be, you know, trying to get out, like you said, get out in front of it.
But I do know that is a possibility. Like, I've heard stories of that happening to people.
This is no longer nearly as fun. I didn't know that.
Do you think, though, that Tiger is taking a couple medications for his back and didn't figure it out? Or is he, like, old Tiger, partying, maybe popping a couple
of
pills?
I mean, that face looked like he was drunk.
He looked like Doc Brown.
That face just looked like he was
back to the future. Yes, that hair. It looked like he got electrocuted.
Right. It was a... I just look on his face, just looks like...
Damn, they
got me. Yeah. It looks... So the joke Amin El-Hassan said earlier, this is what I'm quoting from Amin El-Hassan, was that his hair looked drunk. He does have drunk guy hair.
Yeah.
Which, man.
But the...
That's kind of eerie. Man,
it's a bad look.
It is a very bad look.
Yeah, it's rare that in sports we have someone go from the stature of Tiger Woods and fall from grace the way he did. Now, to be fair, was it in 2013? He was still ranked the number one golfer in the world, I believe.
Yeah, and he wasn't even. I don't think he was.
Was it that late? 2013?
That seems like
that's
yeah.
That seems.
Pretty like not long ago.
Yeah,
Tiger has not been good.
Because I feel like he that scandal
that's
happened
Tiger
in like
for you, like a, you know what I mean?
My high school.
Yeah,
I was gonna say.
Yeah,
I think it was 2013. I might be wrong.
I mean, if he was able to withstand that ranking for that long, then all right, you the goat. You got that, but you lost that.
I mean, even without that, I feel he's still the goat. I mean,
oh no, sir.
What?
There's somebody with more green jackets than him.
So we're basing it off green jackets or majors? Or
yes, isn't that what every other sport is based off?
Doesn't he have the most majors?
I don't think he does.
I don't think he does.
He wasn't able to catch, he needed like four or Nicholson, something to pass.
Yeah. If he would have been able to mediocre for like 5 to 10 years, you know what I'm saying?
And he could have found one.
He could have found one or two, and then he would have been right where he needed to be. He could have retired.
Blind squirrels find nuts all the time, man, you know? That's what I hear.
Yeah. There's been so many terrible majors winners, you know what I'm saying? He could have easily found a position.
Yeah,
and made himself a couple more championships and been a legend. He still is a legend, but he's not the greatest golfer of all time.
Yeah, obviously. He's definitely like a big footnote in what golf is in the history. Like he was the reason why people would watch golf.
Right.
You know? Every time you bring up his name, it will always be all the other stuff as well as his greatness.
It's unfortunate that is
but
when you get fame, you get everything that comes with it, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
you gotta maintain that image if you want to maintain a good legacy. At least hide that stuff. Put it in a closet.
But to answer your question.
As of April 29th, 2014, he was, or 2013, he was number one golfer in the world.
Wow. All right. There we go.
So it really wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, that's not that long
was
ago.
Was he active at the time, though? In 2013, he wasn't active. He had already been
I don't think he had played in any majors, but he was crushing the PGA tournament other than the majors. Because I'm pretty sure he... I don't remember. I don't want to go down this path.
I don't think he ever played golf enough.
Yeah, nobody knows enough about golf. But I would just say, to answer your question, he's done. Definitely.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine Tiger Woods because he's never... he's never had the type of celebrity where he was a monster deal outside of the world of golf. You know what I mean? Like, you didn't see Tiger at a future show like LeBron and LeBron was just at with, I believe, J.R. Smith.
Yeah.
Which, man, what a crew that must be.
That would have been a fun mixture right there. If we got Tiger Woods mixing with Future and whatnot, I think that would be...
But the
let's
point
combine
is,
hip-hop and golf right now. Let's do it, guys. I believe in that future.
The point I'm trying to make is, you know, whenever you saw Tiger Woods commercials, they're all about golf. He never really...
Or Buicks.
Or leaving a golf course, though, yeah. Right? Think about it. Yeah. Even think about his Buick commercials. Yeah. He was...
I can keep my clubs in the trunk.
Yeah, like that's what it was, though. Seriously, if you think about it, it was him pulling clubs out of the trunk.
Yeah.
Him pulling up at a golf course, at a country club, whatever. He just never... Big of a celebrity as he was, he never seemed to transcend in that way for whatever reason. So for Tiger Woods to now have to, it seems, take some serious time to kind of figure his poop out, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's going to be interesting to see what he is away from the world of golf, you know? And if he does come back, it would be awesome to see him come back and win another major, but I think...
I mean, I feel like the only thing that we're getting Tiger Woods news now is when he's getting a DUI or something, like just something that's just out of the blue or just, you know, this is the first time I've heard of Tiger Woods' name in quite some time, I feel, you know? So, unless he does something different to, like, you know, change his path, he goes in, like, film direction or something.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of actors in
general,
counters.
Golfers aren't popular in general.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Unless you're the top three golfers in the world, nobody's going to say your name anyway. So since he's not that,
yeah,
he won't be mentioned.
Yeah, well, and golf is a bit of an exclusive or exclusionary sport, I guess, where, you know, so it just doesn't have the appeal that basketball or baseball or any of these other sports really...
Because it's not a sport.
Well, okay. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yes, yeah, they sweat.
I can sweat around. Walking outside right now, too, okay? Does that make me...
Hold on, but this is not the debate I want to have, okay. Whether golf is a sport or not. Let's talk about hairlines, because... I want you guys to take another look at...
I did see it, yeah. That was it was prominent.
Okay, so let's just take one more look at Tiger Woods' hairline here. Okay, you know, he's really struggling up top, right?
It's sparse.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the hairline is such a sensitive topic for guys, you know? It really is. I'm just saying, like, for guys, like, that's, like, three things that guys get judged on. It's all three things you have no control over whatsoever.
True.
Your height, your hairline, and how big you are down there.
Well, let's watch...
Genetics, LeBron. Man. It's all genetics. We get judged on it.
Okay, that's man. It. This is clear. This is why I wanted your input. This is FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. Just want to remind you guys, the only place you can find serious breakdowns of hairlines. So let's take a look at Tristan Thompson. Now, if you're at home, you could go ahead and Google this for yourself. LeBron James at a press conference. You could just type in LeBron James going bold. Tristan Thompson laughs. But let's take a look at this real quick. Have you guys seen this yet?
I don't think so.
I folded it down so you saw the red part.
For no reason.
I wore black and red shoes with white socks. I wore short shorts so you could see my undershorts underneath. I didn't go bald like Mike, but I'm getting there. But I'm getting
it. Oh, no, baby.
Oh, my God.
That's the only thing I didn't do.
Other than that,
I did everything Mike did. I even wore a wristband.
Fanatic.
So our point wasn't for you to listen to LeBron talk about how he looks up to Mike and did a lot of things like Mike. That's nowhere near as interesting as in the video. As he mentions, I didn't go bald like Mike. You can see Tristan Thompson roll his eyes and, oh, you know.
You should have gone bald like Mike is what Tristan Thompson's
trying
to say.
Shout out to Propecia.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So the reason, God, this Tiger Woods photo is just haunting me. I turned around and Tiger was just staring at me. He's like, I know you're talking about my hairline right now, man. But what I wanted to say, or the thing I find so funny about that is, well, let's just talk about hairlines and why it's hard to let go. In LeBron's case, you have everything, man. You have everything. You're arguably the greatest player ever. You have a $1 billion contract with Nike. You have three rings. Everything. You're on top of the world. You own multiple companies. Why not just let it go?
embrace it like Ginobili, man. He just like, yeah, it's happening. I'm going to keep it where it is and like just, I'm not going to go overboard and try to fake it. We all knew we had it.
But Ginobili is still...
Just accept it. You know, it's hard to. It's a hard pill to swallow, no doubt.
He's accepting it. He keeps it short, you know, in the back, you know what I'm saying? Like where it's at. He keeps everything real low so you can't see the hills and the valleys. And that's all you can really do unless you want to go bald. And he's too young to go bald.
Who, Bron?
Yeah.
He's 32.
And he doesn't have a bald head.
Nah, he doesn't.
Yeah. He would look weird.
Do you guys remember when Dwayne Wade went bald and looked like a light bulb? Looked like you could see his thoughts almost. Do you guys remember this?
I do remember.
Looks like a light bulb.
Okay, but this is, I don't understand why guys want to hang on to it so much. Like, you know, yours are creeping up, but yeah. you're at that sensitive stage where they may stop. I have a lot of buddies who had it run up a little bit, and then it was like, okay, we're good here. We just needed to retreat a little bit, head for the hills, and now we're good.
Just stay your ground, though, boys. Just stand your ground right
now.
Yeah,
see, but you're good. You're at the point where it's touch and go, but you're cool right now.
It's cool, yeah. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I had some in my family, so again, genetics doesn't help me out the most. But, you know, it's at some point in time you're going to have to fall on that sword, and it's... It sucks if you have to go through. Hopefully, you just look good bald, you know? Like, there's some guys out there that can really rock a good bald look.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, Michael Jordan made it cool.
I think the guys out there look... Yeah, he does look awful.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade looks terrible with the bald head.
Oh, no. Like Gary Payton.
He does look like Gary Payton. It's like Gary Payton and Karl Malone had a baby.
Yeah.
I don't think he should go back to that. But it just LeBron should just embrace it, I feel. You know, he's at that age. He's 32. He's got everything. Why does he need to hang on, man? And I just tell you fellas out there, know when it's time to come on home. You know when it's time to just give it up. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but you could still, I mean, Derek, you have a fabulous beard, you know? And if you go bald, you have nothing to worry about.
The beard rocks, yeah.
Yeah, you have a great beard, you know? So I feel bad for dudes who can't grow the beard either. Well, no, I'm saying you have hair, though. You just looked at me so sad, like, bro, I'm a charity case.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Stimulating hair talk right here, guys.
Hey, man. Yeah. It's important. It's important. We give the people what they want. You have some news for us, brother?
I do, yeah.
And coming up, your sister's supposed to be on the show breaking down some hockey for us, yes?
Yeah. She actually has been watching the playoffs, unlike your boys here.
Okay, good.
So she actually has some input. So we're
going
to
step out
call.
And call her.
Yeah, and see if we can get that going. So yeah, we do got some news going for you guys. Since we weren't here last week, I do got to give a quick shout out to the Chico State baseball team. They, like I said, went into the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
It went into the NCAA tournament with the number one seed. However, they lost kind of in devastating fashion to Pomona. They lost 8-7 in 10 innings. They rallied from 6 in the 8th, but couldn't come up quite enough to come up with that win. However, 45-win season is nothing to be sad about. So congrats to the Wildcats and the fabulous team on the baseball. So keep it up, guys, till next year. Keeping the Chico State news right now, the Chico State track and field season is coming to an end. And both men and women finished in the top 10 in the NCAA championship in Division II. The men finishing 8th and the women finishing 7th. So the Chico State keeping that tradition of running quite alive. Tyronn Lue still owes Mike Brown $100 from a shooting contest he had with him 19 years ago. Mike Brown says he won't accept the money because he likes holding over Tyronn Lue's head and being able to say, hey, man, you owe me money every single time he sees him. I'm just going to say it's always fun to say.
So we're going to do this live in bootleg. I'm just going to have to call your sister because we can't walk in the other room.
Okay.
Because the cord's tangled. So
right on. All right.
This is...
We'll keep it going right now. Yeah.
This is live radio,
yes.
Folks.
Yeah, yeah.
Sha. So this past weekend, for those of you that are Formula One fans, I know they're out there. I'm one of them. The Monaco Grand Prix happened. Sebastian Vettel, he won. Placing behind him was his teammate Kimi Raikkonen for Ferrari. That's kind of interesting because Ferrari, you would think that name is synonymous with racing and they'd always are winning and whatnot. They actually haven't won at the Monaco Grand Prix since 2001. So Ferrari breaks a long streak, and the Monaco is one of the more prestigious Grand Prix races out there in F1. So if you're able to watch it, you got a great race. Monaco is such a cool spot. It's definitely one of my places. It's on my bucket list as a place to go and visit one of those the Grand Prix event. You get the whole experience of the yacht club, the yachts blowing the horns at the end of the races. It's passing right through the middle of the city of Monaco. Twists and turns, crashes are going to happen, no doubt, because it's such small quarters. And these guys are flying. It's kind of crazy to watch them drive in this like town. They're just zooming past, going 180 plus miles an hour. Keeping it in the racing news right now, I wasn't able to last week as well because we weren't here. Give a shout to Nicky Hayden. He is a guy from the Salinas area. He was really well known in the MotoGP world as one of America's best motorcycle racers. He passed away last week after results of injuries from a bicycle accident that he had during training. So it's really sad. Nicky Hayden was really America's only real strong shot in the international motorcycle circuit out there. He was the 2006 MotoGP champion, which is something an American hasn't done in quite some time, hasn't done since. So for everyone out there that's a racing fan, Nicky Hayden, you got to give support to him and his family that are experiencing this tough toss because no one's expecting this. The guy was still in his 30s. So much love to the Hayden family and Nicky for everything that you did. We support you. For anyone that is a fan of sports writing or sports in general, you probably know the name Frank DeFord. He was a sports writer for 37 years, a longtime guy with Sports Illustrated. I'm sure anyone has probably read any sports article, probably read something by him. He knows his baseball like the back of his hand. So Frank DeFord passed away after 37 years of writing sports. NASA wants to touch the sun. The Solar Probe Plus will launch in summer 2018 to enter the sun's atmosphere.
What?
It will, however, orbit 4 million miles away from the sun, but nonetheless, it's going to be touching. So, I don't know. Are we really trying to touch the sun right now? Is that, like, what we're going for? I don't know. Apparently, this is what we're spending money on, guys, is trying to get as close to the sun as possible without frying.
Did no one ever tell NASA the story of Icarus?
I was going to say, man, don't fly too close to the sun, man. You're going to melt.
Jeez.
Well,
come on, guys.
Wow.
That was some good talk right there. I like it. And today, my last one for the day. Since today is Memorial Day, I do want to give an honor to the men and women that did pay the ultimate sacrifice for this country.
Yes.
Just an interesting little tidbit. It's been estimated that nearly 1.1 million Americans have died in U.S. wars. So that's 1.1 million Vietnamese Americans that made the decision to take on a commitment that many of us would not really take on right now. So to them, we want to say a complete thank you to them. We honor this day is for you guys and the sacrifices that you ultimately have made, because we wouldn't be able to be here right now doing this sports talk radio without many of the sacrifices that you guys have made. So it is important to pay homage to all of them. I want to kind of end it on an interesting quote by General George Patton. He said, "It is foolish and wrong to mourn the men who died. Rather, we should thank God that such men had lived." Which I take by that is saying that, yes, they died, but we should be thankful and grateful for there are such people out there that live lives just like you and I, all out there having their daily chores, daily tasks. We're able to take up on that cross and say, I'm going to fight for this country because I believe in it so heartily and for the people around me. So we're thankful for the men that lived out there and the women that had that courage to do so, because there are many of us out here that do not. So again, happy Memorial Day to everyone. I hope you guys are spending it well with your families. That's what this day is about, guys. This country, the people, your neighbors, your family around you. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
That was much more eloquent than my salute at the top here. Yeah. Thank you for doing our show justice there.
You're welcome. You're
Speaking
welcome.
Of yeah. family, we have a member of your family on the line there. Janelle Isamaki, Derek's older, cooler sister. Janelle, you there? Oh, wait. Hold on. Janelle, are you there? All right.
I'm here.
Yes! Yeah, we got it. All right. So Janelle Isamaki is here to bring some hockey.
This is a momentous occasion right now. We have our first caller on the Talking About Practice show right now.
Yeah. Hey, congratulations. Yeah. How do you feel, first of all, Janelle? How do you feel?
About what? Being on your show? Or
being the first one.
Being
yeah.
the first guest. Yes.
Very different emotions.
Yeah, I'm sure you are, because Talking About Practice is such a staple in the sports community that this is your moment of fame right now, Janelle, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so you're welcome.
On IMDb, do I get a page now?
Yeah, I think that's how it works.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're
all
on there
right,
now.
Nice.
Yeah.
So help us out here. We have not been watching much of the playoffs hockey. I know
I got like one game in.
I got the overtime when Sid the Kid led the Pens. Do I sound like I know what I'm talking about yet? Sid the Kid led the Pens past the Senators. The Sens, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jose, go ahead. Give us what's the update right now in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Well, you know, Right now, the Predators are down by 3.
Oh no.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm very upset. Yeah. It's very emotional.
So
for
why
someone who has not been watching hockey for very long, it's very emotional.
How long have you been watching hockey now? Like as a real fan.
Honestly, not that long.
Like 2 weeks.
In my defense, I have been to more hockey games than I have been to football or basketball games.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's kind of something that recently it's like hooked me in. So
around here, yeah. That makes you an expert. So
yeah, that's all you needed to do right now. So is there like any interesting storylines going into the playoffs right and into the finals? Some nights really grabs you.
It is the Predators' first showing at the Stanley Cup Finals.
Oh. Right on, yeah. I was going to say Nashville's taking on that Smashville mentality, right?
Sure.
Sure, all right.
But I'm not from Nashville, so you know.
If you say
it's
their
first time here.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they have a cool logo, so they got that going for them.
Sure. Yeah, that too. I feel like Pittsburgh is just, I don't know, I just kind of realized it. Is it like you have to be yellow and black to be from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, don't you know that Wiz Khalifa song, Black and Yellow, Black and Yellow?
I do. Is that talking about Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
You know, the dots have this all been connected. Yes. I get it now.
So you come on and we just help you out here. You know, that's what we do. We like to put you up on game. So, yes.
I would just like to say I'm a little disappointed because in that last game against the Ducks and the Predators, the goalie, Pekka Rinne, I felt like he was just too good in that game, and he was, you know, the reason that the Ducks kind of lost.
Yeah.
So I was pretty happy to learn that he is Finnish.
Yes, so, the Finns live, baby.
Exactly, right? I was like, the mothership is why I've been connected to hockey, you know, because we are Finnish.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not the same person that was in that last game against the Ducks right now, so...
I would say the goalies. I would say that can take you to a finals championship right there if you have a good goalie on your side. So
you know, I'm gonna hope that it's just a first period thing and that the Predators can come back.
Who are you rooting for here? Are you rooting for the Preds? It sounds like.
Yes, definitely.
Why?
Well, you know the Kings are out.
Sure.
I'm a country music fan, so Nashville.
Mm. It's logical.
Yeah.
I like the dots connecting
exactly.
There.
Yeah. I mean, there's a reason. It's kind of far-fetched, but I have a reason.
I can dig it.
We appreciate it, yeah.
I like that P.K. Subban guy that they have down there in Nashville. You know he's black?
Yes. did you guys watch the game? Have you been watching it all?
No, I've seen a little of the playoff hockey, but not much.
Now we're going to... I feel like... Because he scored, and then they said that it was an offside play.
Okay.
That he scored in this game. And I don't know. I'm a little put off by this. I don't feel like... Because it was challenged. That play was challenged.
Yeah.
I don't feel like... that there was enough evidence to say to overturn the call. They called it as a goal, and then they reversed it.
Really?
Scandal in the Stanley Cup Finals right now.
Racist.
the first puck to hit a net, and it was, and they called it. They
offsides.
Reversed the goal. I don't know. I don't feel like like in pretty much any other sport, there has to be enough evidence to. Reverse what has already been called, and I don't think that happened, so I'm a little disappointed.
Yeah.
So instead of being down by 3, they could have just been down by 2.
Gotcha. Oh, then we have a game. Is it the third period right now?
That's the end of the first.
No.
Oh. I miss that part? You already told us that, didn't you?
Yeah. The second.
I'll try and keep up. Sorry, guys.
The first ended. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Janelle. Have you noticed how much fun the offensive line for the Titans seems to be having at these Nashville games? Have you paid any attention? Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So much fun. And again, as a country fan, they had Trisha Yearwood singing and they had Keith Urban singing the national anthem. And
don't know any of those people. That's big.
So I've definitely enjoyed that, watching the Titans line as well.
I dig it. Okay, so
Tennessee's going all in right now, right on.
Yeah. So my big takeaway is go Nashville, yes?
Yes.
All right, go Nashville.
All right, we'll take it.
That's what we're going for. Anyone got anything else for Janelle before we get out of here?
Is Nashville your prediction to win? Then I take it.
Obviously that's what I want, but the Penguins have home ice advantage.
There it is.
I don't think so. As much as I would want them to win, I don't know. I'm still rooting for them, and I will still be as hurt as if I thought that they were supposed to win.
Your passion runs deep.
All right, well, we appreciate it, Janelle.
Yeah, thanks for the update, Janelle,
well,
on that.
For
yeah.
Having me.
Yeah, of course. Take it easy. We'll talk soon.
Love you, sis.
All right.
Bye.
Love
All right.
you too.
Later.
Bye.
That was awesome. That right. was she went inside the numbers deeper than we could have, and I appreciate that.
She gave us a good update on the game right there, that there was a goal disallowed. PK Subban had his chance,
that's a bummer. I was hoping that was going to be a little closer.
Right? But. Yeah, it's 3-0 at the end of the first right now, so
lit.
Yeah, she might be better at this than you and me, for that matter.
Maybe we'll see if we can get her on again.
Yeah, we need a hockey correspondent. Boom.
We need to know how the finals are going right now.
No, that was a good time. All right, what else we got? We got 13 minutes left in the show. Where do you guys want to go? We got all sorts
Bryce
of stuff
Harper.
To choose from.
Bryce Harper Brawl.
Bryce Harper Brawl.
Trying to throw helmets.
Oh, yeah. Up. Why did I not start there? Oh, and there was just an update that came through. No, never mind. It was just the video. So, did you watch the actual game, John?
I did.
Okay, what led up to that?
Really nothing. Like, you didn't really even see it coming. It was late in the game. I think Giants were down 2-0 at that point. And Matt Moore, their starter, was pitching a hell of a game. Just couldn't get any offense going. So Hunter Strickland came in. And they have him and Bryce Harper have previous kind of history.
Yeah.
The only two times that he's faced Bryce Harper, he's right. hit 500-foot home runs,
yes.
one going into the Bay in San Francisco. So
one was in the playoffs, too, right?
Yeah, both were in the playoffs.
Okay,
game
right.
one and game four. So there's still, I feel like, Hunter Strickland, there's still kind of that animosity. They showed a little video after game one, after he hits that home run, where Bryce Harper's kind of in his dugout yelling back onto the field. At Hunter Strickland. So, and we all know in baseball players, very superstitious and hold grudges.
They're so petty in baseball, more so than I feel any other sport.
Yeah,
they're all their unwritten rules. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you see, and I mean, you really, Dusty Baker, the manager of the Nationals, kind of broke it down perfectly, where it's two outs, bottom of the eighth, or top of the eighth, excuse me, and no one on. So Bryce Harper coming up to the plate, it's just kind of a perfect ideal situation if you're going to hit someone.
Hey, you put him in the butt,
Strickland throws pretty hard. He throws about 97, 98, so he got that right on the hip.
He's not going after his head or anything. And that's good, clean fun, I feel.
I mean,
shout
out to Bryce Harper, at least, for, going up to Hunter Strickland. I don't know if you guys know who Hunter Strickland is, but that guy's
a monster, dude.
That guy's huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he didn't really hesitate. My biggest take from it was none of the Giants really came to the aid.
Posey was just measling around, like just on the back.
Thrown,
yeah,
you know, but
not protecting his pitcher.
Well, but yeah, Bryce Harper catcher. Tried to throw a helmet.
Let's break down the fight. Let's get to the real stuff, the actual fight.
Yeah.
So after he gets hit, you see him. They kind of exchange words for a minute. Bryce Harper storms at him. Obviously, he has to take off his helmet. He wants everyone to see his flowing locks of hair.
Right.
But then he goes, just a fit of rage. You see him want to throw the helmet at Hunter Strickland, and it it hits almost, I think, Brandon Belt at first base.
Yeah, he throws it directly at first base.
Which is hilarious. I don't know if it was just holding on to the bill of the helmet, it just made him look silly.
That's all it really did.
Like, you know, you're a professional
baseball player.
Major League Baseball
player.
You throw
a baseball hundreds of feet accurately.
Yeah, so he throws this batter's helmet, and it... but Strickland fires off two good shots and gets him
right at the very beginning.
Yeah, the first one is a nice connection. The first one is all chin music.
No one sees, though, once the players come in, you see right there,
boom with the jab, and then again with the jab.
Harper got him with one,
yeah. But if you're going to run up like that, you got to kind of land the first one, or you got to really withstand the second one, you know?
Or just, like, tackle the guy.
I mean, you
got to
come out throwing.
Yeah, either that or just, like, charge, grab onto the guy, and, like, drive him to the ground or something,
like,
you know?
He came out real apprehensive, you know, and Strickland made him pay for it.
We all saw what happened to Joey Bats when you're apprehensive, man.
Odor was not playing around.
No, he was not.
Man.
I'm interested to see what the league's going to do about it, because they were kind of talking about it after he was on ESPN on Monday Night Baseball, and they're saying, because Hunter Strickland never even left the mound, Bryce Harper charged him, went straight at him, that Hunter Strickland's probably looking at no suspension or fine.
Self-defense, baby.
Yeah.
There you go.
I could see that, because he did just stand his ground.
Right.
I threw out on purpose.
There's an interview of Hunter Strickland, and he swears up and down that he was just trying to throw inside, because the last couple times he faced me, left it over the plate, and we all know what happened. But,
yeah.
I mean, if we know anything about baseball, it's the unwritten rule of hitting people.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Do we really know, though? We just know that, like, sometimes, you know, if you're a little agitated, you hit somebody. Like, what is, like, the rule?
I mean, again, it's all pettiness, I feel. Right. Like, just get over it.
Why you hit two home runs, so now I have to hit you.
Yeah. Right. You know, like, dude, you beat him most of the time.
I don't necessarily think it was the home runs that got him, you know, plucked by the pitcher. I think it's the way he acts, the bat flip, the staring, you know, staring the ball over the fence at home plate before he starts his trot.
See, I'm fine with that, though. You, for the most part, get out in baseball. You know?
Then know the next time you see him.
Well, pitchers need to realize I win most of the time I face you. Over 50% of the time, you're getting out. Well, you know, right. Like, person's on base percentage is not 50%, you know? If you're over 50%, that's really good.
I'm of the belief you should stand there and watch it.
You
as
just
long
hit
as
something really really good off a guy that throws 100 miles an hour, you know, 95.
I like it. But then again,
admire.
But if you're going to do that, don't be upset if you have an occasional ball thrown at you.
I just feel pitchers need to realize, yeah, he got me this time. Admire it. Ain't happening again. Take pictures. Make it last longer.
Again. The very next time he faces
him. Well, get better, Hunter Strickland. That's all I'm going to say. Don't throw so good balls for him. Yeah. Get better. I'm just saying.
Just stop throwing him over the plate.
Yeah.
We definitely need to break down sometime on the show, probably this summer, all the ways that or all the best baseball fights over the years, because that Joey Bats one was great, and I'm glad you brought it up. That was
the one that first came to mind when I saw this fight was the Nolan Ryan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fight where he got him in the headlock and just... Yeah. And Nolan Ryan's old at
and
that
just
point.
Started,
you know?
Boom, 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 yeah.
Time to get these points.
Yeah.
Time to get these points.
I love it. Yeah, I don't know. I thought it was fine. You texted me about it. I was like, did you see it? And I just stepped out. I was like, no. So I ran back inside.
It was crazy because that's the first time I've ever really seen, you know, you see videos and stuff like that. Like, because that was old school. That was an old school brawl for baseball. You know, usually it's words exchange and people get there in time.
Yeah, dugouts cleared.
But no, I mean, you look at Buster Posey. He just kind of stood with his hands on his hips behind home plate like, I'm not getting involved in this, you know.
And yeah.
He's the Giants' only chance right now. You know? He's like, I got to protect the future of this club, y'all.
It's funny, though. If you go back and watch that video, they'll show the dugout of the Giants clearing, and you see Madison Bumgarner just kind of with a pissed off look on his face.
He can't
get out there, you know. you would know that he would get out there
100%
lay some people out.
He would have been leading the charge. He would have got out there before
Jeff Samardzija,
before Bryce Harper could have even got to Hunter Strickland.
He probably would have like a 2-footed jump at him, you know.
Why can't Madison Bumgarner come out though?
His
shoulder.
He's on the.
Oh,
yeah. That'd be fun though. Hey,
that's crazy.
Yeah, protecting my team.
That's a huge dude.
Yeah,
I see him taking out a couple guys.
Yeah.
Man, but what we really need to talk about is Bryce Harper's combinations. Because, I mean, like, you run up there, you know, you got to come up there with some bad intentions. You know, you can't come up there
I'm gonna have some words.
I don't think
to
he was. Yeah. I don't think he was expecting to get jabbed that quick. Yeah, you know.
I mean, what
do you expect if you throw going up at somebody?
Running at a grown man aggressively.
So look, he kind of puts his arm out there first.
Well, and throwing the helmet kind of throws his back hand forward, so he's all out of like his stance is all messed up by the time he gets to Hunter.
Well,
Strickland.
He just needs to get better at fighting then, man. Yeah. Take some classes.
That looked like
cardio.
His first fight.
Here's
ever
where he screwed up. He's putting his arm out. He didn't really throw a punch here. So if you watch this. He runs up and he's like kind of puts his arm out and he's already getting popped.
Ooh. You left your face open when you put your arm out to push him away.
Yeah, so he comes out here not ready to do the thing. You
know? Strickland with a double right hand jab though, doubling up on the jab.
Yeah, so here comes. So you're absolutely right. It was the throwing the hat or the helmet that got him all off there. Oh, okay.
He should have threw it at Hunter Strickland, though. Boop. You're going to throw it. You might
the helmet?
It.
Yeah. He was trying to.
Oh,
I thought he was trying to.
That's,
oh, yeah. He like aimed up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He was trying to throw it at him.
Dude, that would have hurt, I feel, if that actually hit him, though.
That would have hurt more than that punch did. Yeah. But so if you, it's right.
Yeah, he just pushes his arm out like he's going to like push him away.
This is where he messed up. He put his arm up. He should have came with his dukes ready to go, and he tried to push him, and that's when he got the first jab. Right there. And then he got another one, and then he got one in, and then everyone...
And Harper's just flailing in that air.
And then who's just laying on the ground like they're dead? Did you notice that?
Yeah, so go back. If you look at it, after the first two punches, Jeff Samardzija
and Michael Morris
collide face to face. They collide and both just knock themselves out pretty much.
I think that's Morris on the ground.
But yeah, they collide super hard.
Boom. Oh, okay.
Friendly fire.
And that was the hardest hit to anyone's face in that entire scuffle, I believe.
Yeah.
Good times. Talking about practice where you can listen to four guys watch a video together.
And you can't see it. You would look at it at home.
Yeah. But imagine you were here. It's a good time.
The breakdown analysis was on point, though, if you guys wanted to.
You think it's harder to fight going uphill or going downhill? You think it's harder to... It's probably harder to fight going uphill.
I'll see. Uphill. Everyone wants the uphill. Everyone wants the advantage.
Have you ever
uphill?
Read The Art of War by Sun Tzu?
No.
Oh, yeah, man. You got to be up.
Got to be uphill. Yeah.
Come on, haven't you seen Attack of the Episode 3? I have the high ground, Anakin. Come on.
No, that was way too much sci-fi.
This is sports,
for me.
Man.
Too high.
That's
for you.
Sci-fi.
All right, we got 4 minutes left. You want to grind your gears? Or you guys want to end it on a positive note?
Now I want him to grind his gears.
All right. They all like grinding the gears, man. It's important stuff, man. I bring up what the people need to know about, what they're doing wrong out there.
It gets the people going.
I could give you a quick little foot and mouth. I will. I'm going to do a quick little plug.
Do you want to do that instead? What do you want to do?
I'll do my quick foot and mouth is really quick. This coming weekend is the Champions League final. It's Juventus and Real Madrid. It's going to be a classic, guys. It really is. If you're a fan of any soccer whatsoever, you know the
Hold
name.
On.
It's time. We need to
We need to waste at least 30 seconds here.
With the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Yes. Classic. It's going to go down in history, guys. The Foot in Mouth segment. But yeah, as I was saying, the Champions League final, it literally is the biggest sporting event pretty much in the world right now. More eyes are going to be watching this than it dwarfs the Super Bowl's numbers. This is the world Super Bowl right now. If you know the name Juventus, you know the name Real Madrid, you know the name Gigi Buffon. He is the longtime Italian goalkeeper, played for Juventus pretty much his entire career, has been Italian's captain for many years, took him to a World Cup championship. He's trying to go for the only trophy he hasn't really yet to win, which is the Champions League trophy, which for most players, any top-quality player, that's the trophy that many of them desire the most. And like I said, it's going to be two great squads, Juventus and Real Madrid, this coming weekend, 11:45 a.m. On Saturday, June 3rd. So,
what you got? Mark,
I'm going for Juve. Their defense, their backline defense for Juventus has been unstoppable. I mean, they shut out Barcelona twice. That's hard to do. They shut them out at home, which at the Camp Nou, which is not many teams are able to do that. Real Madrid's on a great run right now. They just won La Liga, so shouts to them for what they did last week. But I think Juve's defense right now is going to be the true test for what Real Madrid has yet to do. So watch the game, guys. It's going to be a good one. Sure to be a classic. Yeah, it's foot in mouth, y'all.
All right.
Yeah.
Great. You have 2 minutes. If you want to get one in.
All right, fine. We'll go into a couple of grinds my gears because that's just how we like to do it right now.
Yes.
Okay. You know what really annoys me, guys? What really? Wait.
Hold on. All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When the TV outlets don't show a fan storming the field, like they focus in on like a player or something, like let me see the action, guys. You don't know what's going to happen. It's going to be stimulating TV. Sure, we might see something violent and whatnot, but that's not the worst we've ever seen out there. If not, we're going to need to see some comedy gold. For the most part, you usually do. And this past weekend was a clear example when I was at the Phillies game. You saw a fan run across from the third baseline to the outfield, jump over the wall in the outfield and met himself out. I don't know if he got caught or anything.
That's awesome.
But sure enough, I just saw it from the videos from fans, but not on TV because they don't show guys that storm the field because they're too scared of what's going to happen. No, get better out there.
The reason they didn't do it is so they didn't draw attention to it, which would then right.
No, they should. They should because you're going to get caught. You're going to get banned for life. I don't. No. I just say get banned for life from a baseball game if you want to do that. If you want to storm a field and you have the troubles, the consequences, go for it. I want to see it happen. Okay?
All right, fair enough.
Yeah, all right. Is
baseball jail.
Do you have a 30-second one?
No, I need to save that one. That one really grinds my gears.
And that is what grinds my gears.
Okay, all right. Well, we appreciate it. Jordan, thank you for being on with us.
Yeah.
Janelle Issa Mackey, thank you. When can they find you, Jordan?